Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 weeks to Fitness, episode number 88. Thank you so much for tuning in. This episode is brought to you in partnership with O2 Worldwide, creators of O2 Drops, liquid stabilized oxygen and minerals. Studies have shown that disease cannot exist in an oxygenated environment. When you give the body what it needs, the body will heal itself. Try O2 Drops today and feel the difference. For more information, visit www.giveyourbodythebest.com or call 917-523-7379 and learn how O2 Drops can help improve your physical and financial health. Bruce Cardenas is the Chief Communications Officer for Quest Nutrition, the makers of a variety of nutrition products. After meeting the owners of Quest in 2010, Bruce has worked nonstop to spread the Quest spirit all around the world, whether that's at different bodybuilding, CrossFit, or entertainment events, or through community engagement and his love for the brand. Bruce is a true Quest ambassador in every sense of the word. Bruce has always thought of Quest as more than just a protein bar company and knows that developing long-lasting relationships is key to any successful business. His natural entrepreneurial ambition, combined with his strong affinity for connecting communities through meaningful relationships, has solidified his place with the Quest family. I am pleased to have Bruce Cardenas on our 6 weeks to Fitness podcast. Bruce, how are you?
I'm great, and thank you very much for that great introduction. I'm honored.
Oh, man, you are an amazing guy. As a matter of fact, you have such a very, an interesting background, even before joining Quest Nutrition. So I want to talk about that first, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So where did you grow up, Bruce?
I grew up in New Jersey. I was born in Somerville, New Jersey, and spent most of my time there until I went in the Marine Corps as a young adult.
Nice. Were you active as a child?
I was. You know, I grew up in that era where, we did Little League, Pee Wee football. It's funny. It was that time where you left your house in the morning and lucky if you made it home by dinner and somehow survived doing all the crazy stuff kids did then, you know, falling out of tree forts and stuff. But we were very definitely active.
Oh, definitely. I remember that quite well. I wholeheartedly agree. That's the difference with kids today. They don't have that experience, man. They don't have that activity. I think that's missing so much today.
Yeah, we definitely didn't have the Xbox or the iPhones and let alone a hardwired phone. That's what we had. So yeah, we definitely spent our days outside playing and doing sports.
Now, you mentioned the Marine Corps. How many years did you serve?
Well, I did 4 years active in the Marine Corps, and then I did another 10 in the reserves.
Wow. Oh, that's nice, man. Did you travel a lot?
I travel. I was pretty fortunate when I was in the Marine Corps. I ended up, you know, I've always been a relationship guy, and I've been very fortunate. And I kind of fell upon a couple opportunities and was recommended by a sergeant major. I was on a security detail for the commandant for a while, so I was able to travel quite a bit. Yeah, I had some non-traditional jobs in the Marine Corps, so it's pretty cool. And I was on the powerlifting team.
The powerlifting team. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. The military is very competitive, so, yeah.
Oh, definitely. So your primary duties were what? Powerlifting?
I was a security aide, I mean, for the general, but yeah. And then in my off time, I competed in powerlifting. Mm-hmm.
Now, as I was sharing with you off air, you know, I'm a Navy vet, so the Navy, we travel a lot, but, you know, when it comes to physical training, Navy is not really known for that, but the Marines are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I have some great friends that spend time with the Navy I worked out with. I mean, it's, you know, fitness is just as important, I think, in all the branches, but it's probably harder in the Navy, especially if you're confined to a ship or a deployment somewhere.
Exactly. You're always on the boat, always going from one country to another. Yeah. It's kind of hard, you know, but still, we managed to get it in whenever we could. But unlike you guys, one of the requirements is that you be in the top physical condition. So what did you do? I know you said you did powerlifting, but what other type of training did you do in the Marine?
Well, I tell you, when I went in the Marine Corps, and I thought I was in fairly decent shape, but I got to tell you, when I 12-week boot camp, I lost 35 pounds just in boot camp.
Wow.
So I came out pretty lean and mean, and I maintain that. I started working out again and, you know, connected with the right people. There's only, you know, if you're in the military, you're either going to be, you know, either you're a partier or you're in physical condition. And I took the road of the physical condition group, and we did a lot of cool things together, and evolved to do the powerlifting competition. And we even had a intramural football team. I played on that. So wow. I stayed pretty active.
Wow. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. So what did you do when you got out of the service though, Bruce?
So the minute I got out, I came to Southern California. I mean, obviously I'm very grateful. The Marine Corps showed me the world. I thought New Jersey was the entire world growing up until I, at the recommendation of a local police chief, I went in the Marine Corps. And when I got out, it was always a lifetime dream to be a police officer. So when I got out, I joined LAPD, and I did that full time for 12 years right after I got out of the Marine Corps.
Wow, very nice. So you basically stayed in some type of security type detail throughout the military and after the military.
Yeah. Even when I became a police officer, I started working extra jobs, you know, for money, and I connected. I ended up starting a security firm, which actually became pretty successful. I connected with some of the right people and was doing security, you know, for some high level music executives, Mariah Carey for a few years, Courtney Love. So while I was also a police officer, I was working weekends or nights. So I definitely worked a lot, but I established myself quite a bit in the security business.
Oh, definitely. So you launched that company?
Yeah, I was working with a gentleman who retired, and he was getting out of the industry, and I just learned everything I could from him. Took my own exam, got my license, insurance, and just set the path to do it, and it evolved. Yeah.
Wow. That's very exciting because you mix with some of the elite, you know, like you said, Mariah Carey, Courtney Love. I mean, we only can dream about that type of opportunity. That's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not per se, you know, a lot of the people in the music industry, when Ricky Martin first started and Mark Anthony, we just did a lot of all the Grammy events, anything to do with Sony Music. And it just evolved and it became a word of mouth thing. So definitely enjoyed
amazing.
That for a good decade.
I think that's awesome, though, Bruce. Really, yeah. I really truly do. So how did you get involved with Quest Nutrition?
Quest was just one of that happened by accident. So the founders worked out at the gym. Well, they still work out at the same gym where I do. And became friends, had no idea about Quest Nutrition. I went to the Los Angeles Fitness Expo just as a consumer. And ironically enough, it's coming up this weekend. So it was 5 years ago I met them. Just came to the expo. I stumbled across. They had a little tiny table with only two flavor bars. And I was like, wow, the same people I know from the gym. Right. And we became friends. Right. And it just evolved. I started helping them with some relationships I knew in Hollywood, getting bars in people's hands. And over I probably helped them for about 9 months. And they finally kept calling me in, and we met, and they said, hey, we really want you to be part of our team. You have this amazing knack to build relationships. And I just basically took the people that I was doing security for and people I knew in business and said, hey, here's this great nutrition product, these bars. You got to try them. And the next thing you know, they're on a set of Extra, they're on this, they're on that. And it just evolved to a great marriage. And it was just a great fit. And they're a great group of people.
Yeah. And it started all because of relationships, huh?
Yeah. And that's really it. I mean, I summed up, it was a relationship, man. I knew them from the gym. We became friends, and we were a very, very small company. It was in the first year. Sales weren't great. It wasn't like bars weren't flying off the shelves. I mean, no one knew about us. It was a struggle, but they were good people. And I like, sometimes it's about being around the right people. So, and that's what this was.
Oh man. Most definitely. I've actually listened. I actually watched a podcast called Inside Quest.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Tom Bilyeu. Yes.
Yeah. One of our founders. Yep.
Amazing. Amazing. He's an amazing guy and amazing interviews, you know? And that's when I first heard about Quest, and I went to GNC and saw the bars.
yeah, GNC is one of our long, you know, we started the company, we basically built it on Facebook. We started an account, and anyone that reached out to us, we would send, at our cost, two bars free. If someone wrote us, we'd send them, and they'd try them. And it got to the point where people were going into GNC, asking how come they didn't carry us, and that's kind of how that happened, so... GNC reached out to us. Vitamin Shop reached out to us. It was a very cool time because normally companies will beg and plead to get in stores like that. And it was actually the reverse. They reached out to us. So it was kind of a cool thing.
Oh, very, very cool. What is the Quest mission, Bruce?
You know, basically, we when we started the company, the bar category was already flooded. But we came up with a bar that is clean ingredients, it's delicious, you know, it tastes good, and it's good for you. And our basic simple mission is to provide people with an alternative, a clean, delicious, healthy food alternative. You can call it what you want. You can call it a snack, a meal replacement. You know, we have a bigger picture. We want to end metabolic disease and ill slide toward, you know, obesity and all that. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, and nor is our single bar going to do that. I mean, but obviously we've had some great stories. If you looked at our website, we've had hundreds of people. We post transformations. People literally have written us and said, hey, we've saved their life. I mean, they got hooked on Quest bars. It became their snack of choice. And we have people writing us, they've lost 150 pounds, 200 pounds.
So we
feel like we've really made our mark in the world. As like people looked at us as a alternative to eating junk food. So I think in the long picture, I think we want to be considered the healthy craft foods of America as we grow, become a food company.
Wow, the healthy craft foods of America. That's amazing. Yeah. Now, how long have you guys been on the market?
Like I said, we just had our six-year anniversary, funny enough, yesterday. Probably a few months before that, but officially when we were actually, you know, launched 6 years. And we're in almost every retail location in America, from 7-Eleven to GNC, Walmart. And we're in about 90 countries. Some countries, big presence, some are very small, but yeah, we're everywhere.
Definitely. Would you say that you guys are the number one protein bar on the market right now?
I'm pretty confident to say we're the number one selling protein bar in the market. I can't speak on behalf of the other products, powders and chips, but bars for sure.
Okay. Oh, so you have powders, you have chips.
Yeah, we have protein powders, we have protein chips, we have other products we're launching this year. So I'm saying we've become a food company. But as far as the bars, yes.
Oh, okay. Now, what is the sugar content in your products?
So there's no added sugar. It's all natural. You know, so anything that comes derived from the nuts or the other ingredients. Nice. So no added. There's no sugar anywhere in our facility. Maybe 2 grams, 1 gram, depending on what, you know.
That's amazing. What's the protein content in your bars?
Your average bar is 20, 21 grams of protein.
Oh, cool. That's
whey
nice.
Isoprotein. Yeah. And the good news is it tastes good. And I could say that from my years of experience of eating bars that were just so-so. And they actually taste good. And there again, if you look at our website, there's so many cool things people are doing. And they're cutting the chocolate chip cookie dough bars up and baking them like cookies. There's just microwaving them. Yeah, there's crazy things people are doing with them. I think you'd enjoy the recipes if you look on our website.
Really? I know I enjoy the bars, the s'mores, the double chocolate. I enjoy those. So
yeah, people, the s'mores, people put them in the toaster oven. It's some cool stuff people do.
Wow. Yeah. How important is nutrition to you, Bruce, when it comes to building a strong and healthy body? How important is it?
I'm going to tell you, most people say, and I can't disagree, you can work out every day, but most people say 75 to 80% of it's diet. You know,
That's what I say.
Yeah. And, you can work out nonstop, but if your diet's crap, you know, you're not going to see the results. I know people that don't work out, they just eat healthy and they look amazing. So I'm going to say it's most of it is diet. I mean, you can only accomplish, most people, true nutritionists and fitness people say, hey, the body's built in the kitchen, not the gym.
Oh, most definitely, Bruce, definitely. With your busy schedule, because I know you travel all over the all over the world, how do you fit it in? How do you fit nutrition and exercise in?
Exercise I try and do anywhere. Listen, I have a regular workout partner when I'm in town, but if I'm at a hotel gym, I mean, sometimes the struggle's real, but you got to get up and do it. And, should I've even done it where I'll walk the steps at the hotel 8 or 10 flights, you know, and come back down if there's not a gym. I don't really carry much food with me. I know some people carry meals with them. I'll carry some Quest products with me, some bars, but I try and eat healthy wherever I go, you know, in restaurants and stuff.
Right. Okay. But I definitely agree with you. 80 to me is 80%. That's what we talk about here. 80% is nutrition.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the key. Now, what are your responsibilities, Bruce, as the chief communications officer for Quest Nutrition?
I mean, to sum it up, I mean, it sounds like a great title. I'm the relationship guy with the company. I mean, I deal with the media, the press. Yeah. We're launching new products. I'm responsible for getting the communication out. But I'm also the lead ambassador/communicator for all the athletes and ambassadors who work for us around the world. And we have many of them. Some work events, some work demos. So I deal with that. And then also partner relationships. You know, people want to do business with people they like, and we obviously all want to be liked, and I work very hard to maintain great relationships. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's not just the sales. You want to have, there's far more important things than just selling the product. You want to maintain a great relationship so people want to keep coming back and buying it. And the reality is people want to do business with people they like. So part of my goal is to have great relationships with people. I mean, it's not just a matter of, you know, I'm not a big believer in building relationships on email. I like seeing people face-to-face, and that's why I travel so much and go to events and support, you know, charities, because that's how you get to meet people and know people on an authentic level, you know?
Yes.
And I think one of the things we've kind of fled away from, you know, gotten away from in younger generations is people never leave their cubicle, and they don't even meet people. And, you know, there's people text rather than talk on the phone. And I always tell people it's nothing like a handshake or a face-to-face meeting to solidify an authentic relationship, you know?
Definitely. And also with social media, I mean, that's one of the downsides, right, Bruce?
Yeah. We have all our best friends on Facebook, but we've never met them, you know? It's like...
Exactly. Exactly. And to build true relationships, sometimes you have to have that connection, that contact.
Yeah, and that's what I do. I mean, for probably most weekends, I'm not going to say probably 80% of the weekends, I'm traveling somewhere, going to an event or doing something where our partners are. And listen, most events are on weekends. Like I said, this weekend's LA Fit Expo. We're always going somewhere.
So Quest Nutrition sponsors how many events would you say throughout the year?
I'm gonna say average. I just looked at the calendar. We probably have about 115 events in 2017.
And that's coming up, really?
Yeah, 117. And that's from the classic Arnold, you know, Expo in Columbus, Ohio, the Olympia, to the CrossFit Games, the regionals. In your neck of the woods, there's the New York Bodybuilding Championships in Teaneck, New Jersey. So we do a wide spectrum. We'll have some Ironman events for, you know, running. We'll do some things around the Super Bowl. We'll have some activations around the Super Bowl. But a whole wide things. But our core is bodybuilding, CrossFit, and then we start trickling down to cycling. We're a very broad, well-versed company, but that's our core. But we do all kinds of events. And then we partner with our partners like at Vitamin Shop and GNC. They have charities that we'll partner with. They have a bike ride for MS. They'll have so things like that we do.
Yeah, and speaking of charities, how important is community and giving back to Quest?
It's paramount to me. I mean, listen, what is the point of, I mean, listen, I can't say for everyone, but making money without giving back. I mean, that's what it's all about. So we support a lot of different things. I mean, me, myself, cancer's, we're doing some things, you know, we don't have anything official to say, but we've been doing some cancer diets, you know, ketogenic diets with patients and, you know, seeing the tumors are reversed. So we want to do more than just sell protein bars. We want to help the world change from a medical standpoint too, you know?
Yes, most definitely. What about obesity? Do you have anything that addresses that obesity epidemic? Any events or programs surrounding that?
Oh, for sure. Sure. We do some things with several organizations that involve, obesity, Celiac Foundation, so we have probably a good dozen events that work around that too. We have many people that have been one time obese, and so we represent them. Or what was the show? America's Biggest Loser, or the weight loss show.
Right.
I think a good dozen competitors in that show have been ambassadors of ours over the years.
Oh, nice. Did you guys also sponsor athletes? I mean, as far as endorse athletes?
We do. Listen, sponsorship and endorsement is a funny term. People think, okay, I'm a sponsored athlete. I get a check every month. There's different levels of sponsorship. Some is, I mean, listen, obviously, if you're Michael Jordan, yes, you're getting millions of dollars. If you're a level where maybe you talk about us and maybe we'll pay for some travel, we'll pay for you to come work our booth, maybe we'll pay for you to blog about us every month. There's different levels of sponsorship. It doesn't always mean a check every month. Sometimes it's product. Sometimes it's a variable paying, you know, travel expenses. It depends on who they are and what they're about and what they represent, you know, it's a case by case. And that's one of the things I deal with.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, definitely. Now, are Quest bars safe for children to consume, or is it just for adults?
So I say this as a legal clause. I mean, you always want to check your position, right? But we have so many parents that, I mean, my girlfriend has 3 kids. It's their go-to snack in their lunchbox. I don't think anyone can, no one gets enough protein. And there's not, if you look at the ingredients, there's everything's healthy. We have moms as young as 3 years old and 4 years old that our bars are their snack of choice. And more so now that we have this other product called Beyond Cereal, this little breakfast bar. We every day moms are posting pictures and sending of their little toddlers and infants eating them. But I've never had a negative comment or response to a child eating a protein bar.
Excellent, excellent. Well, there are a lot of student, athletes today too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we have. I would say a lot of kids are our customers. I mean, obviously, moms or dads are buying them for them. But yeah.
What type of promotion do you do when you're promoting the products?
Promotion. We're primarily digitally based, Facebook, social media, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. We do some campaigns with some magazines, but on a digital level, not print. More modern advertising, not too many. No, we've tried a couple billboards in the past and print, but print's tough to track.
It is. Print's tough. Okay. But I just think that your product is amazing because, again, I consume it, I eat it, I enjoy it, and I just think that it's a product that most people should know about.
I appreciate you saying that. It is. It's. I mean, maybe it's a bias, but it is great product.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Well, I expect you to say it, but I can say it, though, without being biased.
Yeah, no, we're very honored and humbled at the feedback we get, that we've come a long way and people really enjoy our product.
Yeah, and you have not been around that long either.
No, considering, other brands have been around 25, 30 years, other bars that have established themselves. So we've done it all in a pretty short period of time.
I mean, you guys, how else can you grow? I mean, are there any other plans for any more exponential growth? I mean, you've grown so much already.
Yeah, for sure. We've just, it's interesting. When I travel, you can always tell when you talk to people and they've not heard of you. Like, wow, I guess we're not as popular as we think. And so we have a long way to go. We just got into Walmart, and it's almost a trial period. We're looking to do other things in other retail outlets like Target and stuff. So we have a long way to go before. You think of other brands that are a household name. We're not a household name yet. I think we're known, but not known to the level where we become an everyday name.
Yeah, I think most people, in the, bodybuilding or health arena probably have heard of you, though.
Oh, for sure. Fitness. Oh, we did something recently. It was a national NCAA volleyball event in Columbus, Ohio. Probably 75% of the people had not heard of us. So I was like, wow, okay. So we obviously have a lot of work to do. But that's great. That means there's just
exactly
open world out there.
Exactly. That's exactly what that means. That's really good.
but we're growing. I mean, you go to a lot of I think we're in 40 airports now. So it's kind of cool when you go through an airport, and I travel a lot to see us at the airport kiosks and Hudson News and stuff. So we're growing.
Yeah. And it's pretty affordable too,
Yeah.
Which is great. Not expensive at all, which is a great. And it's to me, it was kind of filling. So you don't have to, you don't have to eat 3 or 4 of them to fill, to fill you up. One
exactly.
bar is great for,
Yeah.
It's excellent. I really like that. Now, how can my listeners find out more about you or, Quest Nutrition?
So Quest Nutrition, it's all on everything that we have is questnutrition.com. So obviously the website, www.questnutrition.com. I think our Instagram, our Facebook, everything is Quest Nutrition. Yeah. It's my full name, Bruce E. Cardenas, as far as Instagram or social media.
Oh, B. Cardenas.
Yeah. Bruce E. There's an E between my first and last name, Bruce E. Cardenas.
Cardenas. Okay. Yeah. Great. Great. Yeah. Now, is there anything else you want to share with my listeners about Quest Nutrition?
Listen, we're always, honored by our customers and the feedback and we listen to our customers. That's one thing we pride ourselves on. So we love the feedback and we're very attentive on always improving our products. We're not set in our ways. And I think that's what 2017 is going to show. We have some cool products coming out that are going to really surprise people. And we're always, we always want to improve. So we have a long way to go to reach our goals.
Nice.
But we're very honored and to be here every single day, and we're grateful for every customer we have.
Wow, that is so special, Bruce. It really, truly is. And just to let you know, each year I have a an event that involves about two to three thousand kids and parents called the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo in New York City here.
Oh, okay.
And I've been doing it for 13, 14 years. So
where's that? Where does it take place? In what time of year?
Yeah, it's in Brooklyn. It's in June, middle of June, right okay. during the school year. And we always have tons of kids, coaches. We introduce kids to about 25 sports activities, totally free
nice.
To the kids. So
yeah, send me some info for sure. Yeah, we'll definitely commit to that.
I'll share with you, man. I just think what you guys are doing is wonderful. We always give out goodie bags to the kids as well.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's exciting. That's I love cool. doing that.
So, yeah. Bruce, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks to Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
And I want to thank you for having me.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks to Fitness blog at www.6weekstofitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.